الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Statements of Imam Zain al-Abidin rahmatullahi alayh Dua of Amir Ahlus Sunnah O Lord of Mustafa Whoever reads or listens to the 17-page booklet Statements of Imam Zain al-Abidin, grant him the ability to propagate and act upon the sayings of the companions and Ahl al-Bayt, and forgive him without accountability. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellences of reciting salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Saying of Imam Zain al-Abidin rahmatullahi alayhi, Sending an abundance of salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is a sign of the Ahl Sunnah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The rank of the first to acquire knowledge. If someone has acquired knowledge before you, he is a guide for you in that matter, even if he is younger than you. Scholars are the inheritors of the Prophets. The leaders of people in this world are the generous, whereas in the hereafter it will be the religious and knowledgeable. This is because scholars are inheritors of the prophets. Who has the highest rank? It was asked, Who has the greatest rank amongst people? The Imam replied, Those who consider the world to have no significance. The world and the hereafter. The world is a place of sleep, and the hereafter is a place of awakening. We are like a troublesome dream in between them. The Imam, referring to the world as a place of sleep, connotes it to be a place of negligence. Who is a true ascetic? Sayyidina Ali bin Hussein, Imam Zain al-Abidin rahmatullahi alayh, was asked to describe an ascetic. A person disinterested in the world, Zahid. He replied, He who reaches his destination without provisions, he who prepares for his death, and he who grows weary of his life in eagerness for the hereafter. The mirror of good and bad. Contemplation is a mirror which shows a believer his virtues and vices. Surprised at these people, I marvel at the individual who struts in arrogance. Although he was a droplet of impure water yesterday and will be a disintegrated corpse in the grave after some time. He who doubts the existence of Allah also surprises me greatly, as he denies Allah's existence despite witnessing his own coming into the world, which is clear proof of the Creator's existence. I am also astonished at the person who denies a resurrection on the Day of Judgment, despite beholding the first creation. The same Lord who created you for the first time when you entered this world is the very same Lord who can bring you to life again. I am further amazed at he who may work for this temporal world, but abandons the everlasting home, i.e. hereafter. The author of Ruhul Bayan, Shaykh Ismail Haqqi rahmatullahi alayhi, has further added, It is necessary for the intellectual to derive admonition from these actions before death overcomes him. He should always seek to remain in remembrance of Allah, and whilst doing so, strive upon the path of truth, whether day or night, and prepare for death before it arrives. Time is flying by in similitude to strong winds. Where are those who denied the prophets and messengers? I swear by Allah, they are dead, and soon the entire universe will come to an end. No angel, human, or jinn will remain therein. The book of deeds will be closed, and the day of judgment will be established. On that day, every major and minor deed will be made apparent. The unfortunate will be disgraced and humiliated, whereas the righteous will be in felicity. O our Lord, we ask you to grant us the ability to remember death, keep us steadfast upon performing good deeds, and allow us to physically and spiritually remain upon the correct path. O possessor of all strength, O helper, aid and assist us. Amen. A corrupt body. Indeed, if the body does not become ill, it becomes corrupted. There is no expectation of good from corrupted evil body. Do not speak about someone you have no knowledge of. An individual should not say anything good about someone else, which the former does not bear personal knowledge of. Otherwise, it will not be long until he says something negative about another person, despite not knowing personally of this. When two people befriend each other for the purpose of disobeying Allah, they only separate having disobeyed him also. True brotherhood. The Imam Rahmatullahi Alayhi asks someone, can you place your hand in the pocket of your Muslim brother without permission and take whatever you please? The person replied in the negative. Imam Zain al-Abidin responded, there is no true brotherhood between you if this is the case. Caution in friendship and enmity. Never hold enmity against someone, even if you think he will not harm you. Never think little of someone's gift, even if you consider it of no benefit to you. This is because you are unaware of when you may require your friend or when you will be rendered fearful of an enemy. When someone presents an excuse to you, asking you to forgive him, accept it, even if you are aware he is a liar. Contentment with what Allah has apportioned you is true richness. Whoever remained content with what Allah distributed to them, they are the richest of all people. Contentment with fate. Remaining content upon fated hardships is from the highest level of certitude. Be patient when facing hardships. O my son, be patient when facing hardships. Do not squander the rights of others and do not place your brother in a difficulty whose loss is greater than any temporary benefit you acquire. How to bring about love in the hearts. The one who proceeds in acknowledging your favor has made you a prisoner of his love. Who is generous? He who gives to inquirers is not generous. The generous is in fact he who hastens in fulfilling the rights of Allah's obedient servants and does not desire his own personal praise. This is all conditional on him possessing certainty in attaining reward from Allah. Distinction between the generous and miserly. The generous rejoice in blessings that Allah has granted them, whereas the miserly take pride in their wealth. Hospitality is a sign of great morals and etiquettes. A sign of upstanding character is for one to personally show hospitality to his guests. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam himself and his family catered for their guests. Contended eyes on the day of judgment. On the day of judgment, all eyes shall be awake, worried, anxious, besides three kinds. Number one, the eyes which remained awake in the way of Allah. Number two, the eyes which refrain from looking at that which is forbidden by Allah. Number three, the eyes which cried in fear of Allah. Astonishment at those who are negligent in Ramadan. Imam Zain al-Abidin rahmatullahi alayh saw people laughing on the day of Eid and said, Allah has indeed made the month of Ramadan a field, a place of practical action for his creation so that they may excel one another in performing his favored deeds. A nation surpassed others in this matter and became successful, whilst another was left behind, causing it to fall into loss. I am astonished at those who laugh in negligence in those days. The very same days in which the pious become successful and the people of evil action remain entrenched in harm. I swear by Allah, if veils were lifted, then instead of wearing new clothes and styling their hair, the pious would express gratitude for the favors bestowed upon them, and the evil would remain regretful of their sins. A hint is sufficient for the intellectual. Receiving the quality of intelligence is a sign of preservation. An indication is enough for the intelligent. Whereas, even a detailed discussion is not beneficial for the ignorant. Regardless of how valuable a matter is, no benefit can be acquired if it is listened to incorrectly. The art of verbal discourse and protection from defects. If people were cognizant of how to prioritize questions in accordance with the situation, and master the correct manner of verbal expression, they would be able to express the deepest matters of their hearts. This will delineate certainty to them, leading them to remain protected from faults caused by people in any situation, excluding a fault brought about by their own deeds. However, the course of action to reach these matters is not surmounted through little thought and a short period of time. An aspirant must deeply scrutinize those who are enchained by ignorance, selfishness, personal desire, and those who have fallen into evil due to lack of knowledge. The reward for refraining from backbiting. Imam Zain al-Abidin heard someone backbite and said, avoid backbiting as it is the food of the dogs of hell. On the day of judgment, Allah will forgive the sins of the one who refrains from disrespecting others. Dear Islamic brothers, Imam Zain al-Abidin likened those who backbite to dogs, as Quran and Hadith equated backbiting to eating the flesh of a corpse. And it is dogs who chew and eat dead bodies. Therefore, a person who backbites is likened to a dog, losing the classification of human in the process. If they were human, they would have possessed human characteristics and not chewed the flesh of another like a dog. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. The detriments of anger. A person draws closer to the wrath of Allah when he is angry. No one has superiority over others. No individual should seek to appear superior over others, because you are all servants and your master is one. Death is a certainty. The son of Imam Zain al-Abidin rahmatullahi alayhi passed away. But the great Imam did not cry or wail loudly. He said this, referring to death, is something we are certain of. When it has occurred, we do not deny it. The greatest poverty. The greatest poverty is losing your loved ones. The supplication of Imam Zain al-Abidin. He, rahmatullahi alayhi, would supplicate like so. اللهم إني أعوذ بك أن تحسن في لوائع العيون علانيتي، وتقبح في خفيات العيون سريرتي. اللهم كما أسأت وأحسنت إلي، فإذا عدت فعد علي. O Allah, I seek your refuge from my outward deeds being virtuous, but my hidden deeds being wicked. O Allah, just as you blessed me with goodness in spite of my bad deeds, forgive me and deal with me solely with kindness if I committed another mistake. Categories of people in relation to worship. There are three categories of people in regards to worship. Number one, some people worship Allah out of fear. This is like the worship of servants. Number two, some people perform worship to attain paradise. This is like the worship of businessmen. Number three, others worship to express gratitude and thanks. This is the worship of free people. Who is the wealthiest? The wealthiest person of all is he who is content with the sustenance Allah gave him. Do not raise us above our rank. Love us for the sake of Islam, and do not elevate us above our rank. The value of gentleness. I would not even like to take red camels in exchange for the share of what I have received from kindness. Adopt the company of those who provide religious benefit. Sayyidina Muhammad bin Abdul Rahman bin Madini rahmatullahi alayhi explains that Sayyidina Ali bin Hussein rahmatullahi alayhima would leave the gatherings of his people and join the circles of Sayyidina Zayd bin Aslam rahmatullahi alayhi. He would say, a person sits with those who provide religious benefit. Do not criticize me for crying. O people, do not rebuke me due to my extensive crying, as Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam lost one of his sons, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, and he cried to the extent his eyes turned white, i.e. vision became diminished. This was the case even despite him not knowing from his own personal knowledge if his son had passed away or was still alive. I have seen 14 members of my family martyred in one war on the plain of Karbala. Do you think my sorrow for them will leave my heart? The reward of patience. On the day of judgment, an announcement will be made. Where are those who were patient? Some people will stand and they will be asked, what did you remain patient upon? They will say, we were steadfast in obeying Allah and refrained from disobeying Him. It will be said to them, enter paradise. You have spoken the truth. Allah loves the one who repents. Sayyidina Abu Jafar Muhammad Baqir rahmatullahi alayhi explains, my noble father, Sayyidina Ali bin Hussein rahmatullahi alayhima, gave away all his wealth in the path of Allah on two occasions and said, Allah indeed loves the sinful believer who repents. The importance of inviting towards good. Amrun bil ma'ruf wa nahyun anil munkar. Abandoning the enjoining of goodness and prohibition of evil bears similitude to turning one's back to the book of Allah, except when he does so to take the path of avoidance. It was asked, what is the path of avoidance? The Imam answered, to be fearful of the oppression and tyranny of a cruel leader. How should one ask for paradise? Do not say, O Allah, grant us paradise as a charity. as charity is given by the sinful. In place of this, say, O Allah, grant me paradise, or grant me paradise and make me grateful. Actions to distance yourself from the wrath of Allah. I have learned that giving charity in secret distances the wrath of Allah. The rank of the Shaykhain, as explained by Imam Zain al-Abidin. A man approached Imam Zain al-Abidin and asked, مَا كَانَ مَنْزِلَةُ أَبِي بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرَ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. What was the rank of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an and Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu an in the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? The Imam answered, كَمَنْزِلِهِمَ الْيَوْمَهُمَا ضَجِيعَهُ. Even today they have the same rank that they possessed in the prophetic era. They were friends of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam then, and now they remain friends in their respective shrines. People of the truth do not fear death. Whilst travelling on a journey, Imam Zain al-Abidin rahmatullahi alayhi said to his father, Imam Hussein radiyallahu an, Dear father, we do not fear death, as we are upon the truth. Supplication of Zain al-Abidin in Mina. Imam Zain al-Abidin once made the following supplication in Mina. كم من نعمة أنعمتها علي قل لك عندها شكري وكم من بلية ابتليتني بها قل لك عندها صبري فيا من قل شكري عند نعمته فلم يحرمني ويا من قل صبري عند بلائه فلم يخذلني ويا من رعاني على الظلو بالعظام فلم يفضحني ولم يهتك ستري ويا ذا المعروف الذي لا ينقضي ويا ذا النعم التي لا تحول ولا تزول صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد واغفر لنا وارحمنا. Oh Allah, my gratitude is minuscule compared to the blessings you have bestowed upon me. My patience is little when I am tested. O He who did not deprive me of His bounties, despite my thanks for them falling short. O He who did not disgrace me, despite my lack of patience when I am tested. O He who did not humiliate me, despite knowing my grave sins and kept a veil over them. O ever benevolent, O granter of everlasting bounties, send salat upon Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and his family. Forgive us and have mercy upon us. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.